Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have back, due to popular demand and at long last, Cameron Parry, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Lionsgold. How are you there today?
Good, thanks, Stephen. Hope you're well.
I'm not too bad. It's been a while since you spoke to Share Talk. You've been out in the wilderness and lots of things have happened in regards to your company. Could you give us a brief summary of things that have gone on in the last couple of months, please?
Yes, by wilderness, I assume you mean just been very busy getting on with the work rather than talking about it, I suppose.
Indeed.
You probably would have seen recently that we've now formalised that our company name and brand is now Lionsgold Limited. It was formerly Kohler Gold. That was done at the end of February, just as another piece of what we're building in hopefully what we think is a rapidly developing story. We've established, I sort of got involved in the middle of 2016 with the capital raise and came on board as CEO with another gentleman as an executive director at the time, Luke Cairns. And we've been... I suppose cleaning up and building up the company since then. We had a threefold strategy that we've implemented, and we want to maximise and help develop the value that we've got, a connection with our partnership with GMI Soil Services India, where we own 20.5% of them, and they've got the, they're India's leading gold exploration and mine development company. And so we want to obviously increase our work with them because we see that as a tremendous opportunity. The expansive portfolio they have, the length of time they've spent building it, and there really is so much daylight between them and anyone who comes close to what they've built at the staggered stages of development of licenses and mining leases and whatnot. Their most advanced project is called Jonagiri, which is in central India, and that was the subject of today's RNS. And that was just to say that we've now got upgraded the resource, the JORC compliant resource estimate at Jonagiri. We've got another 100,000 or more than 100,000 ounces that have moved into the indicated resource category. And that's on the east block, which is the location of our first mine, open pit mine, is planned to be located there. So this is all very important because we're close to 200,000 indicated ounces there. And when you do feasibility studies, which we're going through at the moment, it directly impacts on that because you can only use indicated resources for feasibility studies. So from there, once we get to the end of our economic feasibility study, which is still scheduled for around the end of April, there is a good chance that the majority of that should move into becoming a probable reserve, which is again just all are all the stages that increase increase the value tremendously of your gold deposit. So in our case, our gold deposit there at Jonagiri through GMI Soil. But they have other highly prospective areas. They've done a lot of drilling, spent millions of dollars over a couple of decades building all this up, and we find ourselves in the right position at the right time to work with them to really accelerate that. And I think the jurisdiction of India is going to prove timely for us as well. So that was I suppose one of the three cornerstones, if you like, of what we were trying to create in Lionsgold with the ticker Lion. The other two pieces are a physical gold holding and trading platform, which effectively, delivers to people, the convenience of online banking.
Fintech gold, yes.
Well, yeah, that is 100% gold backed, and that's completely liquid market. It is, it's basically like having cash, or it's a cash equivalent that's easily interchangeable back into cash or in part or whatever you want to do with your asset. So it's nice and liquid, but it's 100% gold backed by something tangible and historically that doesn't depreciate in value in the way that currencies can do. And then the third thing was that we wanted to establish some high-grade projects that could generate some cash flow for the company this year in a second jurisdiction. And we've established that in Finland. We're progressing with our final committed payment to go into working capital into our JV company there, Kalevala Gold. And that moves us to 28.3% ownership of that company. We're looking to commence bulk sampling this year. We're in discussions to have a look at how we might increase contributing some working capital, not all of the working capital that was first thought of as necessary to do the level of bulk sampling that we'd want, but obviously increase our percentage holding without being too much of a cash drain on us. In the fourth quarter of this year, we then have refined gold as an outcome. So that's great. I mean, our target there is to do, if we can do the full 10,000 tons worth of ore processing, to come up with 100 kilos worth of gold, about 3,200 ounces. So, close to $4 million. So that's a great sort of return on, and turnaround time on the money that we'd be putting into that joint venture and the value that we'd be getting out of it. So everything's sort of moving along at rapid pace at the moment. It is important, this resource upgrade that we released today. We're also just able to announce to the market, I suppose, that we've also done drilling on a further block at John O'Geary, the south block, and that's showing considerably high grades, I'd say, at shallow depth there. That's something that we can drill out further over the coming months.
I was going to say, the depths are very, very shallow, to the point that you're getting well above 2 grams per ton from the surface, and you're not even going down 10 meters depth. Is there any sort of future exploration targets at depth that you could be looking at?
Well, we'll be looking initially at doing 4,000 meters of drilling, which we would look to commence probably after the completion of the EFS. This would increase in aggregate we would expect it to increase in aggregate the number of ounces inferred and indicated at John O'Geary, which currently stands at 361,000 ounces, JORC-compliant ounces. The key for us, and what's very important with the feasibility study going at the moment, is that we're now close to 200,000 ounces in the indicated category at the location that our first open pit mine would be located. So so that's all very, strong and positive and necessary, and everything's tracking. This is expanding, and with the South Block findings, the potential of this location is opening up as well, which is quite a nice thing, because obviously we spent time and money in there, so it's all these other things that have it heading in the right direction are very nice to see.
So
So just lastly on what we're doing in India there. Over the next, around the end of the month, I suppose the next substantive news will be the technical evaluation report we've undertaken or had commissioned on all of our Indian partner, GMISOR, all of their portfolio. It really is a truly unique portfolio there, and we do want to increase the knowledge of that. And then the gold trading platform, where you can, as we touched on, hold and buy and sell physical gold with the convenience of online banking, if you like, that's due for release at the end of the month. So over the next fortnight, we've got that. By the end of the following month, we should have the feasibility study complete. So we've got significant milestones being achieved and to be achieved in the very near term.
If I was looking at your company as a potential investor, why would I want to invest in your company as opposed to other gold companies?
Well, if you want exposure to India and gold and the market in India, which is massive and vast, and particularly for gold, if your medium term outcome is to be a gold producer, India is the second largest consumer of gold as a country in the world. The population consume about 800 tons a year, and India only produces about 2 or 3 tons a year. So you've got a very receptive and big market right on your doorstep. Doesn't need to go anywhere. And what we're trying to build on the gold trading platform, there may be ways of utilising gold from India by Indians, as I say, with the convenience of online banking. But you're actually, using something that's and holding your part of your family's wealth in something that's tangible and historically valuable, being gold, obviously. So if you want exposure to that kind of a market, and this type of portfolio really doesn't exist anywhere else. If you want exposure, I suppose, to a company that's quite entrepreneurial in its thinking, it's quite proactive in chasing cash flows and building business divisions rather than just, doing the traditional raise some money, drill some holes, and then go and ask for more money as hopefully your asset increases in value, but your cash position is always kind of on the decline. And we're quite flexible on how we build up the value of what we're doing. So, the good thing about Finland is once you pay wherever we end up this year and what we want to pay to get to the percentage we think is best for us, it then becomes self-funded because of the gold it's generated. So then and that's quite a unique position to be in. So it's not something we have to keep funding, which normally you do as you build evidence in a project. Same with the gold trading platform. It's very cash flow generative. You can always put in more money quicker if you want to, increase the level of a marketing campaign, for example, or you can grow it organically. It really is up to what suits the joint venture partners at the time. So that's good. And as I say, that first point, just about getting exposure to India, we're the only listed company that is a shareholder of that entity. There are other listed companies on other markets that would like to be in our position, and they're not. And they're not going to be because we're there. So I don't think with the name change and just because we've been working hard and building these things in a way sort of behind the scenes. I mean, they're not really behind the scenes. We're just not out there telling the world about it constantly. But I don't think the value is really being reflected yet. In what we're doing in the share price, it's even gone down a little bit today as we announce this these fine results on our Indian gold resource. But nevertheless, it's always the vagaries of the market, always an interesting thing to be in. I think if you're an opportunist, I think there's still very good value there to be had.
Indeed, and they say the market's never wrong, but how can you release exceptional grades that are 4 times higher than your cut-off grades and targets, and yet the market doesn't like it?
Yeah, well, it's always a good day when you get another 100,000 moving into the indicated category of dual-compliant gold ounces. So you will keep working away, and hopefully the market will catch up. But look, we... I don't know. We're very fond of our shareholders. We know a lot of them quite well directly, and most of them are in this journey with us. And as long as we keep building value and making good business decisions, the rest of it should flow.
Indeed, and as always, these things take time.
Yep.
Cameron, is there anything else you would like to add just to finish up?
No, just thanks for the call and thanks for the interest.
Not a problem at all. It's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you and speaking to you again, and hopefully look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Great. Thanks, David.
Thank you.